As you said, at your office, people have started to take holidays. Some are Fridays off, other weeks at a time. For some people, though, the idea of holidays brings up anxiety. Today, we're diving deep into what it means to be a workaholic. To start, let's define workaholism. It's more than just working hard, right, Dr. Julia?
It is. Workaholism, it's a compulsive need to work excessively hard, often at the expense of your personal relationships, your health, your overall well-being. And it's driven by that inability to detach from work, even when it's detrimental to you.
Right? All right. So, Julia, I know that, okay, all of us know somebody who is a workaholic, but I don't know if they thought of themselves as being workaholics. So how can we know the difference? Like, how can someone recognize if they're addicted to their work?
And I think that's always the question, Miriam. So when does that scale tip from being a conscious, you know, hard worker to being a workaholic? Because that's what many people who are workaholics will say. Well, I'm just conscientious. I work hard. I put other people's needs first. But there are several signs that people can watch for. So one question you can ask yourself is, do you find yourself bringing work home, staying late at the office, or constantly checking emails after hours? I imagine a lot of people are saying yes to all of those things. These behaviors, though, they can indicate a reliance on work to cope with stress and feelings of guilt.
Now, I see those in myself, but I don't think of myself as being a workaholic. What are some of the other symptoms that you see for workaholism?
So you're right. It's not just one thing, Ashley. There can be other things. So often, you know, workaholics, they would prioritize work over other things like hobbies, exercise, time with loved ones. So the key is, though, if you think about when you do try to do these things, you may feel anxious or restless when you're not working and you find it difficult to relax. So you're constantly putting, you know, whenever you try to pull back, you get this sense of discomfort and it's hard for you to step away from work.
Oh, okay. So if someone's listening right now and like an alarm goes off and they go ding, 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 that's me. So is there any treatment available for that, or is there something that they can do to treat that?
Well, there are 12-step programs just like AA. And if you go see a therapist, you're likely to use cognitive behavioral therapy so that you can think differently and you will learn to set boundaries between your work and personal life. You know, if someone was seeing me, I would also teach them, you know, mindfulness-based stress reduction to help manage that anxiety that will increase as you try to change behaviors.
So does workaholism affect men or women more, or is it different?
So according to research, women are affected more by workaholism. They often face societal pressures to prove themselves in male-dominated workplace, and they juggle career demands and family responsibilities. So men and women do suffer from workaholism. However, the research is saying it is affecting more women. This can increase stress and lead to workaholic tendencies when you're feeling like you're constantly in competition and trying to be one step ahead. There's also personality features. For example, people who are highly conscientious can be at risk for workaholism because they tend to put everyone and everything ahead of themselves as they meet certain goals.
Yeah, so I just wanted to ask you, so what about the people who work from home then, Julie? Because it's really hard to separate that. Like, I know so many people now, especially after COVID, that they're working from home and their job really demands for them because you don't have an excuse to say, oh, I went out for lunch.
Yeah.
Right. So what do you do?
Well, I think it's still about if you're working from home, you still have to set boundaries around it. And that's why, you know, Ashley, you had asked me a question. Do you think it's, you know, people are pulling back from work more now since COVID?
Yeah.
Yes. But it can also be what you're saying, Miriam, where there's just less boundaries around it. So, you know, people might be working from home, but they're also putting other things into their day as they're doing that. So it's more broken up the work, whereas before it was like 9 to 5, right? So people would be intensely at work from 9 to 5, and then those evenings would be a little more free. Now, because also increased connection through technology, it goes on. So you have to be the one that sets the boundary because we don't have those natural boundaries that were once in place.
Right. And I said earlier that I thought Nick, my husband, was a workaholic, but after we've had this conversation, do you feel that workaholic, that phrase is thrown out there more like than it should be? You know, that people are like, oh, I'm a workaholic, but they're actually not a workaholic. They're just, you know, work more than others. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I think that it can be. I often think people, since the pandemic, and this has been demonstrated, is people overestimate sometimes how right. much they're focused on work. Like, yes, you could be working all the time, but you're also doing your laundry, doing mm-hmm. all these things in between, which are also important, but you are taking little breaks.
Right.
It's important, though, that you are able to step back from work and set real boundaries so that you're focused on your health, hobbies, other things, because what can happen is you get burned out. And workaholics, though, they don't recognize that until it really sneaks up on them and their health comes crashing down, because when they try to pull back from it, they feel anxious, they feel uncomfortable. So then they might fill it with something else that's highly intense, like maybe intense exercise, like workouts, training, because it's hard for them just to relax. And even vacation, being able to go on vacation and pull back, you might notice it takes you a few days to come down from that, but you have to disconnect. Also, it's generational as well. So you'll see difference between, say, Gen X, millennials, Gen Z, and how, and the boomers, of course, in terms of how we manage work and our outlook on work. So know where you're coming from as you learn to set these boundaries.
Right. Great. So thank you for coming in today. That's great. I didn't know workaholism was an actual like 12-step program you could
no,
do.
No, I had no idea.
That's fantastic. Where can people reach you, Dr. Julie?
Feel free to look us up at drjuliegalthorpe.rsw.com. You can follow us on social media or give us a call at 613-962-1852.
Thank you very much.